Good evening, guys. Carl F. Fisherman's Landing here. Pretty good day of fishing this weekend here, or this Saturday, for everyone across the board here. We'll start with the Laramie. They're on a full-day trip. They ended up with 15 bluefin tuna, 40 to 60 pounds there, I believe. Or, I'm sorry, most of that fish was 20 to 40 pounds there. I think they had a couple bigger ones. But good sign of fish for the full-day boats. I think counting ranged anywhere from 15 to 30 fish per boat there. The guys that were fishing in on the full day trip, so that's exciting to see. They're seeing very good sign of fish in local waters here. On to the guys that were on day and a half trips. We just got off the radio with Gavin on the Pacific Queen. He has limits of bluefin tuna, 34 passengers, so 68 total. I believe most of that fish was 25 to 40 pounds also. He said that when they got on it, it was very good fishing, nonstop fishing there for about a little more than an hour, so they finished up on that bluefin. They also have 15, 20 blue, yellowtail also, he said, that they had on a kill pattern earlier in the day, so good for those guys. The Pegasus with 11 passengers has 15 bluefin for the day so far, 40 to 60 pounds, a little bit better grade there. Captain Jason said seeing very good sign of fish there. The Tomahawk on a day and a half with 27 passengers has 15 bluefin tuna also, 40 to 110 pounds, so he's got a couple bigger ones there. Mike also reported very good sign of fish here, so hopefully things will get together here. Last few days, it's been good fishing at night also, so these guys that are got 15, 20 fish here, hopefully they'll find something to bite tonight there. These guys on the day and a half, they could fish till 10, 11, midnight, depending on how far they are from home. And then we talked to Jimmy on the Condor earlier in the day. He had 60 yellowtail, and he was on the hunt for some more bluefin there also with 29 passengers there. So hopefully Jimmy's getting on the fish there. He'll be giving us a call later with an update on his bluefin count there. Guys are fishing for the yellowtail, 25, 30-pound outfit, probably standard hook there for the Kilpeddy yellowtail. I think majority of this fish was 6 to maybe 15 pounds, 6 to 10 pounds, 12 pounds is probably the average with a few bigger ones mixed in there. The guys that are catching anything smaller, they're trying to encourage people to release the smaller ones there. So that's what we also encourage you guys to do. Make sure they're, you guys can get some meat off of them and get, fish tacos out of them or whatever. Guys on the bluefin here, Cold Snipers have been working. Probably 80, 130 gram flatfalls have been working. I know sinker rigs have been working for some certain boats there. For sinkers, I would probably have 4 to 6 ounce, maybe 8 ounce sinker just in case. Then also if you fish on the live bait for the guys that are doing that, I would make sure you guys bring appropriate fluorocarbon if you're fishing live bait in the Cold Snipers and flatfalls there. Flatfalls, I would have anything from probably a 100-gram flatfall up to a 250-gram flatfall. I know when I was out the other day, Cold Snipers were 80 to 100-gram, and I was having good luck with 160-gram flatfalls, and some guys were catching some fish on the 200s and a few 200-grams and some smaller-gram flatfalls there. But you want to be prepared for anything. I know that big bluefin can show up anytime, so make sure you got one or two of those big ones. Also, whatever your favorite variety of flatfall, of course, Cold Snipers is, make sure you got some 40, 60, 80 pounds, fluorocarbon to go along with it. Number 2 to 2.0, 3.0, 4.0 size circle hook. Bait's been a little different every day for these guys. Just make sure, it's a good quality hook. You don't want that stuff straightening out on for you guys. And if you guys are fishing those Cold Snipers flatfalls, make sure you, change out those split rings and the hooks there. Make sure you got some good quality stuff on there. So if you do hook a nice fish there, you have a better chance of landing it there. So if you guys have any questions, give us a call at 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. We'll get you guys out on the trips here. We got trips and forth, the Pacific Queen, the Pegasus, the Tomahawk, the Condor, the Searcher, the Islander just threw up some 2.5-day trips. The Liberty departs every day at 5:30. They are fishing offshore, so no passports are required. The Dolphin is having some good rockfish, calico bass. They even caught some yellowtail earlier in the week here. He departs on his extended day and a half Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he departs at 6:30 and 1 o'clock. You can find all that information on the website. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday. Love to get you guys on the water here this week. It looks like it's going to be a nice weather pattern here, or weather window here. So I'd like to get you guys out on the water, get you guys some fish. Hope everyone has a great Saturday and Sunday, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.